What's good? It's your girl L'Oreal.
And it's your girl Andrea.
And you're listening to
Lux Lifestyle,
where we're gonna struggle with grace
in the face of adversity.
All right, Thank God for emojis.
Yes. Ooh, how are you feeling today,
girl? It's a downer type of day. Oh, child, hate to be the Debbie Downer, but baby girl, it's been a day.
I feel you.
I've been having a flare with my nerve disease. Some of you may know, some of you may not. I have a nerve disease called complex regional pain syndrome. And I developed this nerve disease after I was in a car accident about 3 years ago. And it's a chronic illness, so I have to deal with it constantly. But sometimes I have flares, and I have been having a flare for like the last 2 or 3 weeks. So your girl has just been like, oh. We have at work today, the big boss came, so everybody was acting all like antsy, like they didn't know how to just chill, like just chill.
The extra stuff.
Yes, like, just calm down.
Do what you do when he's not here.
Yes. If you look at your phone all day, then baby, you better look at that phone all day today, because I'm not about to stop, because you're acting like you're doing work that you don't do every other day. So, I mean, you're going to do 1 day worth of work for the rest of the month, like cut it out. But, you know, my emoji is the blah.
I feel that. Girl, my day, I've been training for the past 2 weeks for this job, and I just feel so dumb. Like, I know I'm not, but like when it comes to learning medical stuff, from top to bottom.
That's different from communication. Yes. We don't have to know all that stuff.
We have to memorize stuff, basically, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, and I'm getting tested every day. So today, our boss came, and we were supposed to perform like a scenario in front of her. I froze up. I was like, I'm sorry, I'm gonna take this L. Like, I need to study.
Gosh.
Like, I gotta take this L. They weren't mad because it's just training, but they're just like, dang. I'm like, because I started before everybody else did. And they were like, you need to get catched up. And I said, well, I'm new to the medical field, period.
Just in all.
Other three, they've been in this for like a couple of years. So I'm just
So of course it's gonna be different for you.
It's like science and algebra. I'm just like,
oh, baby. I was bad in algebra. Yes. That was my worst. Science, I was pretty good, but math is not my forte.
Exactly. And so today I've been going through, like, we have a thick binder about, y'all can't see, but it's like really huge, but it's like this big, and I got no front to back, and I'm just like,
baby.
It's making money though, but I'm just like, dang, what did I sign myself up for?
So when you finish the training,
then we go into the real world thing, and like, I gotta, like, everything I'm learning right now, I gotta learn it on the spot. I gotta remember everything. I'm just like,
so what happens if, like, you have kind of, like, problems with the difficulty of,
well, hopefully I'll have a coworker that can help me out, but if not, I have to, like,
Just do it. But you know what? It's so much easier when you're, like, actually doing something than rather when you're learning it. Because when you're learning it, you like, oh, my God, I got to remember this. I got to do this. I got to do
that. That's how I feel.
But when you're actually doing it, it's totally different. Like, once you put your hand in something, you just got to figure it out when you go.
Yeah.
You're on the spot. You know, like,
that's how I feel. Like, once I feel like, because I have to basically, when you come in, I come to your room as a patient, or as the person, you're the patient, I'm your registration person.
Yeah,
I gotta talk to you and make eye contact. And
oh,
I'm doing that.
Okay.
So I'm just like, OMG, like, I can do talking, but it's like remembering the forms. And
oh, yeah.
So, my emoji, because it's hot, it's 104 outside too. I'm just hot. I don't even know what emoji. That emoji, the little sweat on the
with
side.
With the red face.
That's me.
That's hot. Well, at least you're a hot girl. That's the hot girl emoji.
You know
too.
What I'm saying? You know.
A hot girl-ish.
But what's really going on in the hot girl, hot boy world right now?
Actually, while we're talking about hot boys and hot girls, let's talk about Megan Thee Stallion. So, she did this tweet the other day. And basically, the tweet was, we need to run up this hot girl summer. Like, it's not over yet. Y'all keep going. And everybody was like, we tired, girl. I'm over. We can't do it no more.
I'm like,
so the last couple days since that, Megan was like, this is not going to happen. We're going to get this hot girl summer together.
Yes.
So now, if you've been noticing on, like, social media all around, people have been doing, like, the ratings of the hot girls. So, and the hot boys. So, sometimes when the boys do something, like, they'll lose 10 points. Or if the girls do something good, they'll earn 20 points. Like, it's so crazy. Like, I've been noticing it all, like, the last, like, week. Like, people have been doing it. So, like, today, April.
Okay.
April, Omarion's baby mama / ex-girlfriend, she went on this crazy rant. She's been ranting these last couple weeks about, let me tell y'all what I really think it is. She's about to be on Love & Hip Hop. Hollywood again, and I feel like she's just trying to gas up the show. So she's trying to give people something to talk about because she's coming back. Because she hasn't really been in the real space in a long time. Like social media, she's been, I guess, a little popping, but not on TV. So she's trying to make her life a little bit more like, okay, I got some oomph on me. I'm
so like an Erica Mena coming
type
back
thing. She's trying to get a little gas up. But anyway, so basically the story is that she is dating Fizz. I'm sorry, Drew. He's a grown man.
That's crazy to me.
Which I think is super crazy because he was in a whole group as children with your ex-man.
And then that's his best friend. Like, even Omarion in the show last season, he said that Fizz is my go-to, besides Jay Boog.
Yeah.
At one point, Fizz is his go-to. And I'm just like, I'm pretty sure you talked to him about April and stuff and the fact that they might be an item now.
So that type of thing is what really messes me up because it goes to, like, when you think about your friendships. Okay, so if I'm dating a guy and I'm talking to my best friend, because basically that's, like, what they are for guys. Guys don't call them best friends, but y'all get it.
You know, my brother,
so,
my sister.
Yeah, so I'm talking to my bestie, telling her all the stuff I'm going through with my man. He cheating, he getting on my nerves, he being a good dude, oh, he's doing this. You just telling your friend everything, whether it's good or bad.
Exactly.
And then y'all break up. 2 months later, you see your homegirl with your best friend. I mean, with your ex-boyfriend. We gotta fight, bro.
You have to. You just have to.
Because at this point, it's like, so did you want him the whole time I was with him? Were y'all, did y'all talk? Like, what opened the door? At what point did y'all figure out that that was okay?
Right? Was it when we was together or when we broke up? Because it's like, when we broke up, that's even worse to me, personally. That's me. Yeah. That means you was waiting.
Yeah, you was like, oh. What did Drake say? As soon as you break up with your man, I'm next in line.
Oh, no.
So that's what you was thinking, sis?
Oh, no.
We got to fight.
I feel like I really want Omarion to, like, I don't know. Because that's disrespectful.
I want to know, honestly. Okay. If this was real life, we would already know what's going on anyway because it would be on Facebook.
Yes.
That's what people do. People tell their business on Facebook all day. But since they're celebrities, they have to pick great moments and times to tell their little stories. But I truly, honestly want to hear what Omarion has to say about this. Because if he doesn't care, then I'm going to just be like, okay.
If he doesn't care,
I don't care. But if he care, I'm Team Omarion. That is not right. Well, I'm going to be Team Omarion regardless.
For real, Icebox, that's my...
It's gonna be an icebox where his heart used to be, for real. She put the icebox back. It's frozen. He got ice chips in his stomach.
They even got no icebox no more. I'm just like, oh my gosh. Like, that's disgusting to me though. Cause it's like, I ain't gonna lie to you, I went to the concert in April.
Yeah.
And they were just hyping it. They were together. And most I saw Omarion and Fizz just, you know, chopping
it up. They're cool. They're the coolest.
And they like brothers. And it's odd, like, watching their relationship fall down. I really don't know. I don't follow Omarion on Instagram. I should, but I don't know his side. And I really want to see, like,
I follow him.
What about the kids, you know?
Really, I mean, he's there with his kids. He's cool. April, she states that they are really not anything but friends.
Oh, no.
But Moniece kind of threw in a little snagger and said that...
what'd she say?
She said, I want to congratulate y'all on y'all's relationship and children and... It kind of threw everybody for a loop. Like, are you trying to say she's pregnant or is she not? I personally feel if it gets that deep, April is just, she needs to be canceled.
Yeah,
she really
real.
Not even,
real.
Like, in,
yeah.
But she really going to be kicked out at that point. Because it's like, sis, you don't do friends like that.
At all.
Now, Nicki did make a song that says, when you get back at a dude, if he cheated on you, you go with his daddy. That's his daddy, not his friend.
Yeah.
You can't do the friend. It's different. I'd rather be your stepmama.
Than your homeboy's new girlfriend that you used to be with, too.
Yeah. So, in that same sentence, that's where I got the hot girl summer. Megan Thee Stallion, they said, all the hot girls, y'all lose 10 points for April.
I don't think she counts. She not even is. No,
she's not
she
a hot
count.
Girl. She does not count as a hot girl.
That's
she
not
is
us.
Not in a, she's not in our...
But guess who told Megan that she was a hot girl as well? And I love going to them. Wendy's. They said the hot girl official drink of the summer is the pink lemonade. And
I'm trying to do it. I'm drinking my hot girl
drinks.
I'm
going to get sponsored. I'm going to get sponsored by them.
Okay. I'm like trying Wendy's. To be Wendy's. Get with your girl. We do hot girl stuff all the time.
For real.
So what's really going on next?
Man. The crazy thing with this whole situation is that ever since they announced Haley Bailey from... Chloe
it's
and Halle. Halle. There we go. Halle. I'm so sorry, pretty girl.
Yes.
Halle Bailey from Chloe and Halle.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but the people that are non-melanated have been having a problem day one.
Big problem.
Making Facebook groups. I'm talking about Christians talking about they want to make Ariel white again.
Make Ariel white again. That's crazy to me.
But aren't you Christian? Aren't we supposed to love everybody? That's what I was taught. On top of the fact that they think a mermaid is supposed to have a certain color. I'm like, I don't
understand. She's just a mermaid. She's a fish.
Yes. They don't even exist.
She can be blue for all they... It doesn't matter.
They don't even exist. And the fact that Sebastian has a Jamaican accent, that kind of seems like it goes together anyway. You know, so he should be with a sister. I'm just saying, y'all.
And I was listening to this show. I can't think of the name of it right now, but it made me really think about how Disney, when they do portray African-American women in their stories, like the time Brandy did Rodgers and Hammerstein Cinderella.
Oh.
That is my favorite Cinderella ever.
I keep forgetting about that, honestly.
They never have black princes. So what I'm interested in, you know, if you think about it, if you think back to all the Disney movies that have ever just been, there haven't really been any black princes.
Even Princess Tiana, he was Mediterranean.
Yes, they have like racially ambiguous princes. Even on the Rodgers and Hammerstein Brandy, he was Asian.
Yeah, and her mom was black and her dad was white. I'm not going to ask that question, but hey.
But yeah, I really think for Disney, if they made it a whole black cast, that would be totally dope.
That would be dope.
It would be really cool because at this point, it would be really good for our young men to see someone that's a prince that they can look up to.
Definitely.
They need somebody that they can look up to. As women, we definitely, after we got the Tiana's and the other Rihanna's character in that Disney movie.
I know what you're talking about. I just cannot think of that name.
She had the dreads. I mean, it was nice stuff. And we're getting to see more African-American women, but we want to see some men too.
Yeah.
So as they were making up the little memes talking about Lizzo could be Ursula, and they were saying, who was it? Titus Andromedon. Remember him off of Kimmy Schmidt?
Yes. And then they were talking about Jennifer Hudson, or was it Jasmine Sullivan? One of them could be added in a group.
Yes, all of them. And I just think it would be just a really dope thing for Disney to do because we don't see that all the time. And we want to see some black excellence.
So is the Lion King, I'm not sure, if Lion King did, that's Disney, right?
Yes.
So that's probably the only fully movie with all black cast. I think they're bringing back Childish Gambino's in there, Beyonce, of course. The young kid, the little boy is playing Simba. He's the little boy that performed the national anthem at one basketball game. I cannot think. And when he hit that note, I'm talking about he's some Michael
little
Jackson.
Little boy. Okay.
He sound Michael Jackson to, like, I promise you, if he did, what's the song that everybody about Jackson 5 that everybody know? Now I'll be there. It's the other one. Who's Loving You? And he hit that note. And I said, I ain't never heard a falsetto like that in years.
Oh, so he's going to hit the Simba.
Yes, he is going to do the Simba.
Oh, I just can't wait to make it.
And I was
I cannot wait till July 19th.
Because I think Jason Weaver played Simba at one point.
He did.
And that was bad.
He was a kid. He was the baby Simba.
That's bad. That was my baby when I was little.
A lot of people don't give him the hype that he deserves.
At
because
all.
He was doing it for years.
The Jackson 5 movie.
Yeah.
Like,
smart guy. He was doing a lot of stuff. ATL. All that stuff.
Like, give my man Jason Weaver some credit, y'all. They can bring him back, too. I would love to see that. But in other news, let's get into it.
So, we want to talk about the superwoman complex.
Mm.
It's something that a lot of us women deal with daily.
Every day.
Since the beginning of time. And it's something that I believe is generational and something that is considered to be okay in the eyes of black women because that's all we know.
Yeah.
So, the superwoman complex is basically where African-American women just take on the role as the superhero in all situations, whether it's in work, in relationships, in family, or just in life. As an example, women will work 4 and 5 jobs just to make it, to make sure that they can have what they need and to support themselves and their families.
Mm.
So we just want to talk a little bit about the superwoman complex. Y'all excuse me. We're going to talk a little bit about the superwoman complex and just how we've dealt with it and what we're going to do to make sure that we still make ourselves important in that process.
Definitely. I think a good example of a superwoman complex would be, you know, the mother savior type. So I always think about the movie Spike Lee, Crooklyn. So the mom.
I love Clerks.
Yes, my favorite movie. That's my movie. So with
you're
that,
not black if you've never seen Clerks.
For real, y'all may have seen it, Troy the Boy. But with that movie, what I loved about the character of Alfred Woodard played that she, you know, she was the, I wouldn't say the sole breadwinner because the dad was, you know, he was working too. But it was something about her being in the house that everything was normal, everything was good, everything was equal.
Yeah.
When she passed, in case you guys didn't see that, you know, y'all didn't know, she passed away. It's been since the 90s, y'all should have seen it. It's like, it was a disruption.
It changed the whole vibe of the house. The whole household totally changed.
Yeah, and so I really feel like black women really are a strong staple in the household, but at the same time, we take on too much. And that's why that's what she died from. She got sick.
Yeah.
She was all about the kids.
She was stressed. There was so much on her. And that's what we have to remember, because we make ourselves sick stressing and worrying so much.
Yep.
And that's something as black women, because we're the nurturers, we're the... the men are the protectors, but we're protectors in a way as well. We have to protect ourselves and the people around us. We even catch ourselves protecting our men most of the time. And if we want to kind of describe or give you a better explanation of what the black superwoman complex is, it's described as the strength and fortitude that black women display when faced with personal and societal issues. So if we want to know what are the traits that we use to be a superwoman.
Man, not feeling good enough. You know, the independent black woman, always working hard, you know, making sure that family's straight. But it's like, are you taking in on your mental health? How are you feeling?
We suppress our emotions.
Yep.
We don't take time to kind of sit and say, okay, I need to change. I need to chill. I need to step back. I need to take a break. Because sometimes you really do need to take a break, and we're so involved in trying to make it. I know for me, since I was able to work. I worked at a snow cone place when I was 14. I worked at Hello Gorgeous when I was 15 with Miss Kelly. Kelly Richardson. That's what I'm talking about. I did another snow cone place. I worked at Sonic. I worked at school on campus. I worked at Walgreens. I worked 2 and 3 jobs my entire life because I knew that I wanted to make sure that I had my own and I can't wait on anybody else.
That's true.
But that's something, I guess, that I learned from seeing my mother. Mm-hmm. My mother was a single mother who worked hard, who made sure that she protected me and guided me through situations. And through those, if my mother had to get 3 and 4 jobs to make sure that we were okay because I wanted to do Cougarettes or I wanted to do this, she made sure that I didn't have to watch her struggle the way she struggled, but I knew that she was struggling to make sure that I was good.
Yo,
I would do things to make sure that my mom wouldn't even have to, like, oh my gosh, I remember one time I wanted some Fila's. Like, I thought Fila's was the lightest shoe in the world. And I just saw how hard my mama worked, and I knew that she wouldn't be able to get them for me at the time, so I didn't ask. But that's where we have to kind of be when we do those things. We have to kind of see what our parents went through or our moms went through or our cousins or aunts or whoever was there in our life to kind of see what we need to do to move forward. I know for me, I don't want to have to struggle as hard as my mom had to struggle to be there for me. So if I have to work 20 jobs.
Right.
Till I get to a space where I know that I can make money from my money, then that's what I'm going to do, because I don't want to have to, you know, be in that position. And there's nothing to say that my mom didn't work hard, because she did.
Yeah.
But it's, I want her to see that her child is doing better, because that's what parents want to see. Parents want to see that they instilled into you the work ethic, the education, the values in you, and they want to see how hard you can go. So I want to say, okay, girl, I'm going to work hard, and I'm going to get there so I can take care of me and you.
Right?
And my kids and my husband. My husband going to take care of us,
you know,
too, but
the
you
whole
know the vibe.
That's the same thing with me. Like, even then, like, my mom, like, I used to watch, I don't know how she did it. She had $20 left over, and we had to get school supplies. Right. I don't know how she made it happen, but me and my brother made sure we had our school's clothes. It was cheap from Walmart. Hey, it is what it is. But when it came to school supplies, like paper, pens, notebook paper, all
always
that you got
there.
A grade on, my
always.
Mom made sure I had it and got
always.
My A's. Yep. And you know, seeing her do that, it made me, like, want to, you know, be stronger in a sense of, I hate to say it like this, but it's like, I didn't want to have kids until I was successful on my own terms.
Exactly.
Because she always told me, she said, don't have kids until you get your degree. And I was like, okay, I gotta go to college. All right, bet. I'm gonna figure out a way to get there and I'm gonna make it happen. So with that being said, you know, growing up in an impoverished background, it made me feel like, you know what, I gotta go 10 times harder than this girl over here, but I'm gonna make sure I make it for my whole family.
Exactly.
That's the burden I have, you know, because I'm the first in my family to graduate from college and to have a master's.
As am I.
So that whole thing is just like, it's new to me. I don't know, I don't have any mentors in my family to say, hey, I don't know what to do. Like, I'm just...
And I think that's, like, the crazy thing, because a lot of times, since we're considered first... We're first generation college graduates.
Yeah.
So, in our families, they really didn't... They wanted us to go. They knew that that's what they wanted us to do, but they didn't really...
Understand
or know the tools that it really took to get there.
Yeah.
So, once you have it, then you're, like, in a position where I'm like, okay, dang, now what?
Exactly.
I'm trying to get. I got what I needed. I'm trying to move on to the next step. I'm trying to get there, but it's like I'm stuck right now. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, and that led into my depression because I was just like, I didn't have anybody to go to. My family and say, hey, if I don't have this job in my field right now, what does that mean for me? Like, I was just panicking, depressed. And my grandmother, because she, you know, she just, I think I want to say high school, maybe a little bit of college, but she didn't finish through.
Yeah,
it's just the idea that she's looking at. You thinking this way, girl, just go do this. And I'm just like, no, I went to school, I worked too hard for it. I wasted 6 years of my life, and I'm struggling, I'm stressing. And she's like, why are you stressing yourself out? Like, take a chill pill. So it's just the idea that, like, wanting to be successful is my, like, deal breaker in
my
life.
That's the goal.
And that's my superior complex issue as a black woman.
Yeah, the superhero. I mean, it's real. Sometimes I know, like, even in relationships, I know... Women, we work so hard to kind of like just be there for our man. So we're thinking for us, we're thinking for him. We're trying to make sure, like, okay. And then sometimes, and I'm sorry, black men, but this is just the perception that I have right now. A lot of times, men saw their moms in the house working hard and doing all the stuff and making things happen. So I feel like they put that same role into the girlfriend. They feel like the girlfriend is the one that should do all the hard work.
Yeah.
And then at this point, it's like women are like, okay,
I need help.
I'm stressing. I need help. I need you to be there. I need you to give me something. And guys get upset when they hear the City Girls or Megan Thee Stallion or female rappers saying, find you somebody that can help you or find you somebody more successful. City Girls more on the scammer stuff. But, I mean, ultimately, you get what they're saying. What they're saying is, we need somebody to help us, too.
Right.
Megan Thee Stallion say, I'm in my bag, but I'm in his, too.
Exactly. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with sharing the wealth. You know, that's how I feel. Because if you look at, like piggyback off of what you said, a lot of guys, I've never understood that issue either. Like, how come y'all don't think, like, you know, my mama struggled to raise me and my sister or whatever. Like, when I get with a girl, I'm going to make sure she don't do the same thing.
Exactly.
But instead, you doing the same thing that the absent
that
whoever.
You watch.
Yeah.
You the same thing that you watch that you thought that you would think would help mold you into wanting to be better than what you saw.
Exactly.
It kind of made you be stagnant.
It's crippling.
Yeah, it is. Crippling is a better word. It's a great word.
And it's like, it's kind of like, what do we do in this situation? Like, I'm not going to lie. It's one incident. I'm not going to name the incident at all, but it was like during my training. And this one person, their kid had an issue. So they have a man in the house that's the father of the child. And so all of us is thinking, like, okay, just call the dad. You know, ask him to go do it. And she's like, nah, he's not going to do it. And the child don't want to talk to him, so I'm just going to go ahead and do it. And I'm just like, in my head, I'm like, you leaving your job to go do this for your kid when the father's at home and he can do it. And you don't even have to do that. You can be like, hey, look, get your butt up there.
Superwoman complex.
Exactly. Get your butt up there.
Women feel like they have to be, they're just like, you know what, I'm not going to even worry about it. I'll do it myself. And that's why guys say that women are too independent sometimes. But when everything is dependent upon you, you have no choice but to be independent. You have to, at the end of the day, no matter what, we have to make sure that we're good.
Yeah.
A man is not, clearly men are not going to give you the money, the time, or the effort. So at some point, and I'm not going to say all men won't. We're not bashing men by no means. But from a woman's perspective, we have to figure it out.
Yeah.
By any means.
Yeah.
If I have to work 20,000 jobs to make sure that I can get my apartment, I can make sure my bills are paid, I can make sure that I'm doing what I need to do, clothes, whatever.
Yep.
I'm going to do it.
It's ingrained in us to be like that.
We have no choice. And that's because we did have strong female, you know, roles or people in our lives, role models in our lives to make us do that. Yeah. And I'm not going to feel bad for being a strong woman, being wanting to be successful, yeah. trying to reach my goals, trying to make the money that I'll need to make to get where I want to go.
Definitely.
Because I work 20 jobs, but my ultimate goal is to do media. Yep. And I'm working Same. These jobs to make sure that I can get into this media.
Yep.
Because until I can get there,
you gotta
I have
make your
to
money.
I have you got to make money. It's no way that you can live life without having money,
having
something, having hustle.
Yeah,
you have to have hustle, regardless if it's at a corporate job or if it's doing speaking events. You have to have a hustle. You have to do something. And sometimes I feel like some men lack that.
And you know, that's interesting that you say that. There's a tweet. I love going to Twitter because Twitter is just it's still popping to me personally. I just like seeing people's thoughts. And this one guy, he said, he doesn't understand why black men are so independent. He was like, you know what? I want to date a woman that's not, you know, so independent that she actually needs me. He wants to feel wanted. And he listed why he feels the type of way about black men. He's like, because y'all are too strong. Y'all don't want nobody to take care of you. You want this, this, and this. And so he proceeded to say, well, over here with girls that aren't black, they do this, this, and this for their man. I said, okay, on top of that, think about it. We were all raised different, too.
Everybody.
We're raised differently from other culture of women because we're taught that, I'm not going to lie to you, growing up, I was taught to always think, if your man left you, how you going
to
handle yourself?
How are you going to survive?
Exactly.
And that's the thing. That's what I have been taught my entire exactly. life. If you don't have somebody to help you, you don't have that man or whoever,
exactly.
you got to figure it out on your own.
Exactly. And it's like, how are you going to do it? You're going to work your job. You're going to get your hustle. You're going to get your money. And it's like, that's what I want guys to understand. Like, that's why there is an independent black woman
because
stereotype.
Because at this point, men already have their what they feel like a stereotype or a stereotypical black woman is.
Yeah.
And they feel a type of way. They don't want to help. They feel like if you ask them to do something, you're considered to be tricking them or whatever the thing is. Baby, if we together, I'm working, I'm in the house, and you want to be in this house with me, baby, you're going to work and we're going to do something together.
Exactly.
We're going to make sure that we do this 50-50. And that's what I'm saying. Let's not play games.
Exactly.
And you can't be upset because I'm an independent woman and I work hard and I want to make sure that I'm good with what I got.
Right?
I would have cussed him out. Lord forgive me, mama forgive me. I would have cussed him out.
But
though.
It's real though. And he has daughters, which tripped me out. So I'm just like, so you going to tell your daughter the same thing you tell us? And his daughter.
It's like, so basically what he's saying is that he wants a woman who just sits back and waits for him to do everything.
But that's a lie, though. They say that.
They say
but
that.
But when they get that, it's like, nah, you ain't
finna
have
doing
mine.
Nothing. You trying to get all my money.
You
do all
getter.
This. You...
And it's like, but...
Like, prime example. Let's talk about Juju and
Cameron. Thank you.
Cameron and Juju were together for years.
Like 10 to 15.
10 to 15 years. They were together. She was at first, she was just his girlfriend living life, doing stuff, just being there. And then he kind of started, was like, oh, I'm tired of you just being at home. Da, 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 da. And then she got tired of just being at home. She was like, you know what? I'm going to help my man. My man been helping me all this time. I'm going to help him too. I'm going to go get my degree. I'm going to make sure we making money. I'm getting different hustles, all of this. And then he talking about she's too boring. She started going to school and started getting too much into it.
So you don't want an educated woman.
But so I thought, at this point, what do y'all want?
Yeah.
What is it that you want? You don't want us to work hard. You don't want us to be educated. You don't want us to be independent. What is it?
A doormat outside. The little welcome mat outside the door.
Just that's lay all. Down.
Hey. That's it. Because I'm just like, I had no problem. Like, me personally, I would love to have an educated man in my face. I'm just saying. So as a man, if I was Cameron, you got a girl that got a degree. And she's not.
And she's working hard and not trying to take your money.
Exactly.
And she's trying to help you grow with money.
Thank you. And then she's not even on these other reality shows trying to, you know, use your name to come up off it. She's doing her own thing. And you leave that. I just convinced that men don't know what they want.
Then he made a tweet the other day. He said, oh, I can't wait to find me a well-educated woman that's not trying to take money from me. Juju commented and said, That's all. Sometimes that's all you can say.
That's all you can do.
Oh.
Or I would have been like a Beyonce, like, I'm just not going to respond to any comment. Like, you had that. You had that at one point, and that was boring. But these loving hip-hop girls, they're not boring.
Thoughts.
You know, it's just, I noticed that when it comes to a woman owning herself, by any means, what I mean by that, owning her, who she is, her sex, anything, it's like it's a problem
confidence.
For the male ego.
Yeah. When women have too much confidence per se. They're considered aggressive, or they're considered too much attitude. Or black women are always labeled as having bad attitudes, and I don't understand that. But shoot, if you tired, man, I've been at work all day. You know what? You coming up in my face asking me for my number or what my whatever look like, I ain't gonna have an attitude with you. Now, I've been at work all day. You sitting outside my house and you trying to get at me. No, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to talk to you. Get away.
It's almost like we're not human. Like, we're different. And it's like, Sally over here can be angry and everyone's like, oh my gosh, she's so sad. Let's live every time. But let me be the same way. Oh, she has an attitude. I don't want to talk. It's like, I can't have feelings. I can't express myself the same way you're expressing yourself. Yeah. I'm angry. I'm sad. I got an attitude problem. Like, I don't understand the differentiation in between that. And I don't like that at all. I hate that shit. That's one stereotype I hate, is the angry black woman. Because we're not angry. We just are not being able to express who we are to anybody. And we're being told that we're angry because of who we are as a woman, as well as a person of African-American descent. I don't like that. But I really do feel like when it comes to the black woman's superior complex, when it comes to being a superwoman, might as well be say a superhero. Cause
it
really is. It's like, the only way I can teach myself to not be like that is to take my self-care days.
Yeah. That's very important. We have to take time to just say, I need a me time.
Yeah.
I need me. Even if that's just to take a day off. Like I told y'all before on another episode that one day I was just stressed out. It was just too much. I had been working. I worked Walgreens, and then I worked my full-time job. And then on the weekends, I'm consistently doing things to make sure that this media life is right.
Yeah.
So that's a 7-day-a-week time frame. And it's just, at one point, it was just too much for me. I went to work that day. Y'all, I was so stressed, I started crying. It was one of them days.
I feel you. I can relate to that.
I needed to go home, and I didn't even go home and go to sleep. I went home to, I'm supposed to be resting, but I went home to find other things that I could do to make sure that I made more money to not be in a position where I hated what I'm doing.
That's
because
true.
Right now, I'm not going to say I hate it. Hate is a strong word, but I'm not very happy in the position that I am in as far as my job. I really do want my full-time life to be this.
Yeah.
I want to be able to have fun and enjoy what I'm doing. I don't want to go to work. I want work to come to me. Like,
yeah,
I want to enjoy it. I want it to be fun. I want it to be exciting. And I just have to take time to figure out, okay, L'Oreal, what are you going to do? Make a plan. Do this. Do that. And it helped.
Mm-hmm.
I took that day to myself, and it really just was very refreshing. It was just something I needed. And as women, we do have to take that time to just be ourselves and have our time.
I got to tell you, man. So I was working on campus about a year and a half ago. And I was working as a student counselor. So basically, these kids come in, they're either undocumented students, they've been, you know, abused, or they going through something, you know, just random stuff that kids in college go through. So the night before, that whole week I was just going through it. I was just depressed. I was just like, I'm tired. Like, I just feel like I can't get anything right. So I go home that night. I'm just like, I need to debrief, whatever. So a neighbor comes in, neighbor from upstairs.
Yeah.
he comes to our apartment. He knocks on the door, tell him out, can y'all help me out? We were like, what's going on? Basically, long story short, he got pistol whipped by the girlfriend's mom. He came to our house. The cops came to our apartment. I'm talking about, this is
am I in y'all business?
This is 9 o'clock at night. It's about 3 or 4 in the morning, right? I'm just like, I got work in the morning at 8. I said, okay, I'm up with you because I don't know you. Me and my roommate, we didn't know him, so I'm going to stay with her. Like,
yes.
I don't want him to kill you, and I don't know what happened. I got to tell your mom and daddy why I left you on the tennis
stuff. First of all, why are you even coming to my house with them?
Mind you, this is the boy. He was attractive, too. I caught his eye. Like, he caught my attention, like, 2 weeks prior. So I was like, oh, he cute. And he saw me going to my apartment, but he lived upstairs.
Yeah.
He had, like, a little, you know, a little balcony or whatever. So to see him in my house in this situation, I'm just like,
wait a minute.
Why you choose my house?
Like, yeah, out of all the houses.
There's other people you can go to. And he came to us. And mind you, like, the mom and dad are moving this girl out the house. They were fighting. He got into a fight with their daughter. So the mom and dad showed up ready to just, you know, wild out.
Throw them bows.
And I'm just like, bro, like, I this is too much right now. So he comes in, you know, tells us his problem. We get the cops coming over. Mind you, I won't say we have alcohol, but we had bottles around. So I don't want the, you know, the cops to give us a reason to look at our house.
Nothing.
You know? So he calls his mom. She's from Dallas. We have to stay up from now to midnight.
That's the Dallas
midnight till 4 in the morning, when his mom to come drive him, come drive from Dallas to San Marcos to come pick him up from our house. He He had all his stuff in our hallway. I said, bro, I'm never doing this again for nobody. Mm-hmm. I go to work the next day. I said, I can't do this. I go to sleep in front of a student. They report me. I was like, honestly, I had to tell my other manager, the head one, she would have, you know, told me like, hey, you finna get written up. But yeah. The other lady, she was like, you know what's going on? I told her, I said, I'm going through it. I'm stressed out with school on top of my neighbor coming to my house last night. Yeah. I didn't get no sleep. I've been getting 4 hours of sleep now when I got home at 7. I was just so stressed out. I said, I just got to go. I have to leave. And she's like, you could take the day off. So I took my day off and I went to sleep.
Yeah.
And had a little glass of wine. But the point I'm trying to make is just that when you need that break, what your boss needs you to do, just tell them, I can't.
I feel like it is so okay to be selfish with your time. You can be so selfish as you need to be.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we need our moment. We have to have it. Because if not, we're going to explode. And y'all going to be wishing. That's how I had to get ghetto with y'all. Y'all going to be wishing.
You know what I'm saying?
But y'all are going to wish that we took that time.
Exactly. And this is my motto with this too. A job is going to replace you regardless. Whether you're there or not, you could get fired. So I just look at it like, you need your day off, take your day off.
Because that's what it's there for.
If they fire you, guess who's going to come in? Somebody else to take your position. So
they're going to take their day too.
Exactly. So in other words, I'd rather just get paid for my time off like I do thanks to my new job. And I'm happy now. I'm just like, I've just learned to like meditate as well as pray. I'm big on spirituality now. Yeah. I'm getting older and it's just like being able to talk to somebody and, you know, just being able to express myself and how I feel makes everything better.
I think for me, especially using the podcast, that helps me so much.
Definitely.
Because I'm telling you, sometimes I don't have time. Like, I talk to my friends, but sometimes you just want to talk and just talk.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, sometimes I just want to say what I need to say and just keep going and going and going and going. And I can do this with y'all because y'all not talking back, okay?
Right. Y'all not going to complain or say nothing unless you do a little message login, you know, send us a message.
Of course, you can always do that.
But that's real talk, though. And I just feel like, you know, at the end of the day, if you are a woman, especially a black woman, please pay attention to your body. If your head starts to hurt, your body's getting weak, and you just cannot do not force yourself to get through for another paycheck. I'm sorry. We got to learn to, like, not let money damn near
kill us.
Yeah.
Kill us. We can't let it. No, like, seriously, and I'm glad you said that. Like, a couple weeks ago, and it was right around the time that I was just stressing from just work and just everything on top of that, I kept having this headache, and I was like, oh, okay, well, it's just my contacts. And I took my contacts. I put my glasses in. Head's still hurting. I took a day, which was within that same week, and it was still, like, head hurt. Dang. So, basically, my mom was like, okay, let's just check your blood pressure. My blood pressure was, like, 173 over 193. Like, my blood pressure was, like, super high. So, I had to go to the urgent care and yada, yada, yada. It was just one of those things where, look, y'all, we're young, but we getting up there,
we
have to take care of ourselves. And if we feel like if our body is telling us something, trust it.
Yeah.
And I mean, it just goes all with the self-care and the superwoman complex. Yes, we feel like we have to be there and be 100 and on top, but be 100 and on top of self-care as well.
Yes.
Make sure that you just take the time that you need. You can be a superwoman in everybody else's life, but make sure you're a superhero in your life too.
Definitely. As well as make sure that when it comes to just life itself, make sure that you have somebody that you can go to. And not be the person everybody goes to. Like, we need somebody outside of ourselves to save us. So that is what it is. It's your girl, Andrea.
And it's your girl, L'Oreal.
And you know what? I want to tell y'all, just to throw this in, the euphemism word of the week is freedom. Free yourself from your stress. Free yourself from anybody that's trying to keep you from reaching your full potential. As well as free yourself from yourself. Because we can be our own enemy. So whatever that means, do what you got to do and love it. Definitely.
Yeah, y'all know I got to add my song on to everything.
Or the little Superwoman by Alicia Keys. I can't really sing. I can't hit her notes.
Superwoman. Yeah, I am. Yeah, y'all didn't know I could sing. I could rap too.
You know, but I got a
little Superwoman, and I'm doing what I do. Hey. I don't care because I am true. Hey. Yeah, Superwoman. Hey. That's who I am.
Yeah.
L'Oreal. And
I can't rap. I'm just the DJ by night.
Yeah,
you
she
know.
The hype man. That's cool.
I'm gonna work on it.
But all right, you guys, we're this is the end of episode 4, and we're gonna just keep getting better and better each time for you guys. Next episode is gonna be so much fun.
I can't wait.
It's gonna be super funny, and it's gonna be uncensored.
Yes,
it's gonna be our first audio and visual.
Yo, y'all gotta be ready.
Look, I'm telling y'all, like, this episode is gonna be super funny. Y'all gonna enjoy it. And look, we might even go live so y'all can kind of talk back with us, and you can see yourselves on the screen with us.
That'll be dope.
So make sure that you, after we post this, tell us how you feel about it on Anchor. Leave us a voice message. Comment on our Facebook, Instagram. Let us know what you think. We love to hear your feedback because it only helps us to get better. We want to make sure that we're giving you what we want to hear, but we also want to hear, make sure we give you what you want to hear. So just give us that umph. Give us that go-to so we can know what to do.
Crowd interaction is amazing. I would love you guys that watch my stories every day and listen to the podcast to go ahead and respond to these podcast posts that we're going to be doing from now on. So get ready because it's coming.
It's getting real, you guys. It's getting to the wire.
You know.
We have episode 5 is coming, and we have 5 more episodes for you guys. The first season, we'll have 10 episodes. So we're coming for y'all each week. So
watch.
Make sure you staying up to par with the girls.
Follow us on Twitter at Lux Podcast. So that's with 2 X's, okay? As well as their Instagram at Lux Lifestyle Podcast. And feel free to follow us too if you know you need that little link. I'm at They Call Me Drea.
And I am at _ Lux Lifestyle.
And this is the podcast for today. So let us know how you feel below in the comments.
We'll see you guys later.